This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Charlotte police telling people to be careful about what was happening in the streets because you could be arrested. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hey, America, another sad one for us in North Carolina. Fabulous city. Sad, sad, tragic turn of events where you've got a few bad apples, nefarious types, who are causing the commotion in the city after, by all accounts, and we'll see to make sure after the investigation, the police went by the book in shooting a black man who they say was armed. Days ago, Keith Scott, his name, the Charlotte police chief said absolutely no doubt he was armed. We followed procedure, and now look what's happened. Big calls for strategy to be used in a community now being torn apart. And that's exactly what's happening from Washington. The envoy has been sent to come up with solutions to this community crisis. But it's very sad that somebody's protesting, somebody else shoots them. Whoops, was it an accident? They're on life support. And then there was tear gas, and then there was the state of emergency. The state of emergency that the governor, Pat McCrory, ultimately had to declare when so much violence, as he said, was breaking out.
Violence of throwing things at our police officers, violence of breaking windows. Violence only causes more chaos. I understand concerns and I understand frustration and anger, but I never will respect violence.
Yeah, making the point that violence is not the answer, and unfortunately it turned that way, so there's no other choice but to quell the situation. You have to protect the city. You have to protect the constitutional rights of the other people who are also there. And it's just a bloody sad mess is really honestly what it is. In the meantime, on the campaign trail, depending on who you're rooting for, the polls are swinging in lots of different directions. Fox says Trump is up. NBC Wall Street says Hillary is up. And we are oh so close. So close to that first presidential debate. And look at what will most likely be discussed at this first one because of what has happened here in the United States and health issues of both candidates and a myriad of other flashpoints, I call them, that I believe will be part of the questions. So the schedule gets rolled out. And the first date happens for the debates. And the first one is Monday, September 26th. Wow. Right? And then we got a bunch of them in October. The fourth, the VP debate. The second one on the 9th on Sunday, and then the last one the 19th. Can't wait for that. Can't wait to see what the conversation is like, as I mentioned, what the conversation will be like by the time we get to Monday. And if my math is right, we're pretty darn close. Right? Let's go to Grim. Hey, Grim, how are you?
Oh, I've heard better days.
Yeah, no kidding. Every day it's something else, huh?
Well, I'm just thinking that, you know, if you're a police officer and, you know, you're part of the working police department, you know, not the ones that sit around on their butts and delegate. And if you're in the military, same thing, you know. Why don't you just all just give up and quit, you know? I mean, they want to, you know, have it free for all. Let them go.
Gotta protect.
I don't know. There's sometimes when you just give it up and you just say, you know, each man on his own. Because, you know, righteousness will always prevail. Anyhow, I did see a program, though, where a sheriff locally was going to the high schools and he was taking his fellow officers there and they were doing role-playing where the students were playing cops and the police were playing the rioters, because this is just pure thugs going on. I mean, there are some decent people there that's trying to demonstrate in the Martin Luther King way, but this is, you know, it looked like 2/3 of it's thugs just want free TVs and whatnot. I don't know. Maybe they ought to pull up with a U-Haul full of pot.
How awful is that for the people who are not doing that? I mean, and they're caught in the middle of it.
Yeah. Watching it live where an elderly black woman and a white young man, you know, after tear gas and everything, they were just standing there trying to continue with a peaceful demonstration.
Of course.
The thugs. But I can't blame them totally, the thugs being out there, because there's no jobs, Kate.
Right, I know.
That's why I blame the ones that sitting on their butts do nothing but delegate.
I know.
Because they're at fault just as much. And that's why we're having such a wild election year. There's something else I wanted to bring up. Now, I don't know if it's true or not, but I talked to a neighbor of mine, and he said he heard the same story, but there was something like 800 illegal aliens that they had rounded up to send back across the border. And somebody walked him into another room and naturalized him. Now, my neighbor said that he heard 900, but I don't know if this is true.
Wow. Well, you know what? What happens is, you know, that's happened with rounding people up and sending them back. But I have friends in the Border Patrol, and I have not heard anything about that.
Well, if the executive branch is delegating downstairs to send special agents in there and they walk them into another room and say, hey, you know, vote Hillary, we're fixing to nationalize you.
Yeah, no kidding, huh?
And well, that explains the polls, too.
Yeah.
You know, that horse race polls we got going on, you know? That's what I call it, like a horse race, you know? Hillary's leading by a nose. Here comes Trump. To a practical person, you know, that's why I laugh it off, because it is just, you know, it's stupidity, but it's hilarious because it is stupid.
It is stupid, yeah.
And that's the only way you can really deal with it is laugh it off, because, like I say, righteousness will show up in the end, regardless.
It will. You are 100% right about that, my friend. We got to fly, and on the flip side, we got more for you. Got a couple of great interviews coming up. You're going to meet some dynamic ladies in two very different situations. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 post-paid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Fortune teller telling me the year of the rat is upon us at last, and it's gonna last up until the calendar crash. I flip page after page, after hours, after days, after some aftershock, after all that's a chase, trying to catch a breath before it escapes. Don't show me your face until you show me your face. Drop down on your bad knee, yes, in your good clothes.
Alexander Labenthal is somebody that I want all of you to meet here on America Tonight, because she suffered from something that, coincidentally, a friend of mine also had the same thing happen to her, where, can you imagine this? You're drinking a cup of coffee, you're doing something simple as trying to write out, let's say, a note, and your hands shake, and they keep shaking, and what are you thinking, trying to figure out, well, what's going on with this? What do I possibly have? And apparently this condition, and some of you may have it that are listening, is called essential tremor. And again, imagine you're going along, one day you're fine, and all of a sudden you can barely bring a cup of coffee up to your own mouth. Alexander, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight for this edition of For Your Health. And take us back to what happened to you and what that felt like going through that moment.
So I've had essential tremor since I was 3 years old. So it's something that I've always lived with and has been frustrating and embarrassing and has prevented me from doing really basic things like holding a cup of coffee with one hand. And so when I went through this procedure to correct it, it was just life changing. It's like I have a new hand, like I'm a bionic woman or something, and I keep staring at my hand and it doesn't move, and I can pour milk in my coffee and drink with one hand and take a picture with my iPhone without it being completely blurry. So it's just miraculous.
Yeah, I want to tell people that, listen, when we talk about finances, you're the CEO of a wealth management firm, and you're considered, a lot of people have dubbed you one of the more powerful women on Wall Street, certainly on a top 10 list, top 5 list, whatever. So how tough was that? How did you kind of cover that up? Or no, you didn't. You just tried to do what you could as you were going along doing your thing.
It's, sometimes, very, very rarely, I would tell people. But a lot of the times, you know, I do my best to hold my hands under the desk during meetings, and sometimes I wouldn't even think it was that noticeable, and I actually work with my brother, and people would ask him after, is your sister okay? So people were noticing, and, you know, there are two issues with that being in the financial services business. One is people think, is she really ill? Does she have Parkinson's? Is this something we should worry about in terms of doing business with her? And the other is, at least from my perspective, people might think, why is she so nervous? Is there something, you know, that she's hiding? So it really has been an issue for me, it being in the industry that I'm in.
So that's great that your brother was there to help you, but I can imagine exactly what are people thinking. So you have this procedure, and it's called high-intensity focus ultrasound.
Right.
Tell us what that is.
The great thing is that it's non-invasive. So for a lot of people, it truly is an incredible way to fix this. What they do is they basically put this metal frame on your head through which they target essentially 1,000 ultrasound beams, which in and of themselves, each one would not be dangerous, but targeted like that, they basically go to the point in the brain that causes the tremor and, you know, pretty much zap those cells and kill them through a series. They do, you know, a series of these focused ultrasound beams, and you're awake during it, which is kind of crazy, because they need to, each time they do it, then they need to have you draw a spiral. Improving, because if you have tremor, drawing a spiral or straight line is just impossible.
Yeah. How did you find out about this? I mean, all these years in between, I'm sure going to doctors. How did you meet the doctor ultimately that showed you this procedure and did it?
Well, I have been a patient of the neurology department at Weill Cornell for a number of years, and I've taken some medications that really didn't work for me. And there is an invasive procedure called deep brain stimulation where they actually drill into your skull. Uh-huh. And I had looked into that, and that was just a little bit more than I wanted to do. And then, this is crazy, I was on Facebook one day, and I saw a story of the procedure being done in Israel, because that's where it was originally developed, called my neurologist, and he said, yeah, we're getting this at Weill Cornell. And so it was just so fortuitous that they were the only hospital in the tri-state region that was getting, you know, going to be able to do this.
Wow, that is fortuitous that happened. And what would you tell, because we know there's somebody listening to me right now that is kind of suffering through that same thing, trying to figure it out, people wondering if they're ill, if they have Parkinson's, like you said. What would you tell them about what it's done for you? You mentioned it in the top of how different it is. It certainly is a game changer, isn't it?
It is, and you mentioned your friend who's had it.
Yes.
And what has been incredible as I have spoken about this or posted on LinkedIn or Facebook or what have you is how many people have said, I have it, my relatives have it, my friend has it. And so there are 10 million people in the United States that suffer from this. So for anybody who is interested, you can contact Dr. Caplet, Mike Caplet at Weill Cornell, or you can go to their website, which is Weill Cornell Brain and Spine .org/ET, and find out more about it, because there is, you know, it goes into great detail, and you know, to be able to, for everybody, go through what I have now gone through, this transformation of just picking things up, or even, and this is kind of funny, it was impossible for me to hold a wine glass without holding the bottom of the glass as well. So, and funnily enough, wine does actually make the tremor subside. So I would have to get to a restaurant early if I was meeting somebody for business and down a half a glass of wine first. And you know what? Here, this is crazy. Being able to toast somebody at a dinner and not have my hand shake. So it's it's these little things that you just marvel at, because I haven't been able to do them for 50 years. Not not that I was drinking wine when I was three, but other
right.
things.
Wow. So this is like a whole new lease on life, because look at the, you don't have to worry about the cover-ups. You can get to the restaurant at the same time as everybody else now.
Yes, and I would tell you the funny thing also is that I was always embarrassed to talk about it and tell people that I had it. I still have never quite put my finger on it. And now, you know, talking to you on the radio, or just, but I'm just singing from the rooftops to everybody. So it's really just, it's been great to talk about it. And again, because there's so many people that are affected, to know that people are hearing about it and that, you know, they can now have results that will really stick.
Yeah, I love it. What a great story. Alexandra, thanks so much for joining us on ATN. I think this is incredible information, and I know there are people listening to us in the tri-state area, so definitely reach out, because there's a way to solve this dilemma. Thanks.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right, so pretty incredible, I think, Alexandra's story, and the fact that, as she said, she had this her whole life. I mean, I think the description of going to the restaurant, here she's this powerful woman on Wall Street, going to the restaurant early to down some wine first, so the, because whatever it did dulling that, and putting it so that would happen. Because, you know, you see someone's hands shake, and you're, she's right. What are you thinking? Parkinson's, some other kind of neurological disorder that could be a really serious one. And if you're doing business, that would have to, you know, set off alarm bells, I would think. And the fact that, as she mentioned, geez, what was the alternative? Having your head drilled, is that's pretty frightening. So this essential tremor, it's interesting. I have seen this with other people, too. So I don't know if that's what it is. Probably I've got another friend that's got that same kind of issue, and it may be that she has that as well. And I think they've tried different drugs and whatnot, and pretty amazing. I think that's just such an incredible game changer when you can drink coffee normally, when you can, you know, and I don't blame her. You're embarrassed to talk about it with people. I would have been the same way if I had that, because you don't want that to be the topic of conversation, and then it becomes this health thing, and what does that mean? And especially in a business circle. So I just think this is such a fascinating story. And then look what the solution is. You're not, you know, she didn't have to go to the extreme of having some kind of surgery. Instead, it's something completely different. Wow, mind blowing. All right, hang with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Shaking out there, America. Wow. Way too much, huh? So I thought it'd be time to invite Nathan Reeder into the show for another edition of Fruits and Nuts, Shredded and Bingo.
Bingo!
Nathan!
What's shaking? I didn't leave you yet.
Did you fall in a pothole? What happened?
There are a lot of potholes.
There are a lot of potholes.
There are so many potholes everywhere.
Folks, there is no pens. If you have an extra pen, please mail it to the GCN Radio Network.
That's a whole nother issue.
But if you have some extra pens, please do that. We accept all pens. So it is time for Fruits and Nuts, Shredded and Bingo, and you're there, so it's perfect. So we don't need any big fancy intro. We can just dive right into it, don't you think?
Oh, I fancy intro'd it. I forgot to turn up. I'm slipping today, Kate.
We didn't hear it, or did the world hear it?
No, the world heard it, and you didn't hear it.
I didn't. Okay. Well, that's all right. So if you heard it, world, I'm good with that. So we are ready.
Living on faith.
That's right. I'm taking it at face value. Listen, I just want to let everyone know, I do not. My servers are GCN servers, so if anything goes wrong with my email, you'll find them all there. How about this? I just saw this story. The New York Post did a story on this, so you know where we're going. And they're talking about the reasons, the real reasons why Americans are fatter than ever. And that's exactly what their nasty little headline was. And what they're saying is move more, eat less is what we keep hearing. You know, that that's part of the reason why we have this crisis we have. But they did, these federal health studies showed that there were a number of other factors that explain why one in three Americans are obese and another third are overweight. They say many Americans are turning away from burgers and fries, but check this out, Nathan, in favor of salads. But the salads are high-calorie salads that are in these chain restaurant menus. They say are more fattening than, like, the burgers. That's one thing. Now, wait, let me stop there. I'm not going to stop there. So then sleep deprivation. Sleep deprivation is another one. One in three Americans don't get enough sleep. They say 7 hours or more because it boosts your, it can boost your appetite and pushes you to skip workouts and substitute sugary foods. We know that. That's why I always talk about One World Way, because then I'm reaching for crappy stuff. High carb foods, blah, blah, blah. They say exercise is oversold, that physical activity is important, but not as big as cutting calories. So what say you, Nathan Reeder? You have funky hours.
Oh, and it does. It utterly plays with your diet.
System, yes.
Diet and motivation, yep.
Yeah, motivation, I say that too. So it's, I say it's bingo, all those things that they said. What
well,
do you think?
I utterly agree that it is complex. It is very complex. And that chains know how to make lettuce taste better than it used to.
And we want that. We want that fattening lettuce, not the healthy kind anymore.
No, you know, it's the additional stuff in there that make it, you know, blue cheeses and infused chickens and whatnot.
Oh, that makes me sick to hear that, infused chicken.
Yeah, but, you know, cheese is amazing, and it's actually an infection. So there's perspectives everywhere, Kate, okay? There's
that
grimy,
cheese.
Yeah, that grimy, scary part is but a syllable away when you, or a few generations back. I don't know. Sure, bingo, that it's complex, and there are several factors involved, and most of them are, look at what you are eating.
Yeah, and you just have to do it. You just have to do it. You have to figure out what works for you, whether it's taking a shake like I'm doing for a meal replacement, it works, and then eating healthier and just figuring out the ways to do it. Absolutely. It is hard. It is. Life is hard. All right, do you care about this? Brangelina. So the whole world has gone kooky over this, including Adele, was talking about it in the middle of her concert. She said she was so upset that Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt are getting divorced. She filed for divorce, and it's like an earthquake has ripped up the earth. I don't know. Is it just because I'm not that into celebrities, or I don't care what the reason is? I don't know. What do you think? Are we just not like everyone else? You may care, so I shouldn't speak for you.
I don't really care. I don't. And there's a whole bunch of people in the world that don't. And I guess the most interesting part about it to me is another example of internet people being very righteous. And no matter what their opinions are, they can come up with smart ways to say, well, you aren't in the know, and we already knew this, or something like that.
Right, make it a whole big conversation.
And yeah, it is dumb.
And who knows? Would they know?
I mean, it is dumb to waste time talking about a pairing of intimate friendship in the world when those people, I mean, granted they are doing great things individually or as a couple or something, but those are very regular things. This isn't breakthrough science
things.
or I mean, really the trends, man.
The trends, you're right. The trends. Well, so I say bingo, that some people are interested and some people, you know, it's just all craziness and a little bit of Shreddit. I just think it's both.
Yeah, I mean, I'm mainly going with Shreddit, but
Yeah.
I don't know, Kate. It's a complex issue because I'm tired and I'm hungry.
I'm tired and I'm hungry, but you're not going to go get one of those chain salads.
I don't know. I might. That's about the only thing that's available to me at this time of night.
Some crappy food. All right, so how about this? Bluebell ice cream is a popular ice cream, and they've got chocolate chip cookie dough. Now, they keep telling us that's crap and you shouldn't eat cookie dough, but yet it's a popular thing. And cookie two-step flavors. They're saying now that they have a voluntary recall for two flavors of the ice cream because of Listeria. I mean, how much Listeria is there in the world? The Eggo's had a recall because of it. It is. So this ice cream, boy, I don't know. This is twice around the bend for them. You know, it was shipped to 10 states, they say, and they're saying just return it. Don't eat it. Because last year, they had a recall of all of their products. It was so bad. I'm saying bingo that they jumped on it, but just don't eat that ice cream. If it's forget it.
Yeah.
It's got chunks of cookie dough in it.
Their marketing team definitely has a project in front of them.
No kidding. Bingo to that one.
And they're, you know, on-site maintenance crews. Come on, guys. Step up the clean.
Exactly. Step up. Step it up somehow. All right, let's see. We've got, for fruits and nuts, shred it and bingo. How about this? Because you're a music guy. So, in the music world, there's a lot going on in the music world. First of all, do you know who, oh gosh, he dates all the women? John Mayer. John Mayer, who, he's all they always, you want to, no, I do know that.
All the ways that you will be known. I tell you, people, watch what you do.
He dates all the women. That's all I know. No, he's a really good guitarist. So I'm just kidding. He's a really good guitarist, and he was on the Emmys. And he is good. I'm telling you, he is good.
Yeah.
He is. You know, when you talk about artists these days and getting their music out and getting people to hear them, are festivals? If you're an unknown artist, are festivals a good way to, I mean, how do you get your name out there? I just was looking at some articles about that, and they were talking about that it's so different from the way it used to be, that while the record companies were ripping off some of their artists, they were getting massive exposure, and now it's like you have to create some kind of a buzz around you or have somebody discover you. But I think they had to discover you before.
Well, yeah, they had to discover you before, but, I mean, the attention span is quite different.
Right.
Your modes of outputting the music that's the difference. That's the utter difference, is that the way that people are choosing to listen to it privately is so easily accessible that there has to be continual updates of new media that you as a content provider are providing. There have to be continual updates about when you are doing new things. So you are touring. Those festivals are great because there's a whole bunch of hopefully already well-seen enough people, and that you have put together a great set and some people really moved by it and go type your name into the internets. And then once it gets to that point, that's where you really show whether you understand what's going on in the world or not, because you've really put together an EPK that people understand.
Ah, that's killer. I like that. So that's a bingo. That's bingo advice.
Sure.
Not to come up with some sort of strategy. All right, Nathan Reeder, thank you so much.
Whoop.
See you in a few.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
So imagine this, you're a teenager, not even a teenager, really you're a pre-teenager, and we see this now when we talk about bullying, and you're just getting, you know, bashed, dealing with what life throws at you in that direction. You're a Southern girl, you're dealing with rape, you've been raped, you're dealing with abortions, you have a rebellious side to you, of course you do, and what happens to your life? How does that spiral? What direction do you go into? And naturally, you know what, you move to New York City. Imagine that. You move to New York City. You find yourself homeless. You're addicted to heroin. You're prostituting yourself out because you don't know what else to do. The circumstances are so bleak. Then some people step in and really help you and turn your life around. And it includes two New York City police officers. So our next guest is Dana Brown. Her book is called Desperate for a Fix. If you only knew how one good decision could change your life. Hey, Dana, thanks for coming on.
Thanks so much for having me, Kate. I'm excited about talking with you today.
So let's talk about where you grew up and what happened as a child that ultimately led you to New York City.
Well, I grew up in North Carolina, a small town. Back in the 80s, it was a small town, Wilmington, North Carolina. And as a lot of children are dealing with today, bullying was rampant. Now, it was not nearly as bad as it is today, but I was bullied for various reasons, and so my self-esteem kind of got knocked around pretty much every day. So as a result of that, I would navigate myself and draw myself closer to people who were like me, who just wanted to fit in. And so that turned out to be people who wanted to numb their feelings, and so over-the-counter speed and alcohol we would steal from our homes became a daily thing at school, in middle school. And so that was kind of how I found out that I could get rid of these negative feelings by using alcohol or some form of drug to just kind of help me feel better, make it through the day. And as a result of the low self-esteem, I put myself in positions that weren't the healthiest, which wound up in being raped. And so that further kind of dogged my self-esteem. So along the way, I think that that was the main issue, was my self-esteem was low. It was tanked. And so it resulted in making a whole lot of bad decisions.
Wow. So you make these bad decisions. You end up in, of all places, New York City, especially when you're talking about the 80s and early 90s, what life was like there. And what happened when you make that transition from this small town into this big city?
Well, one of the ways I like to put it is I moved to New York City. New York City chewed me up and spit me out. So it's not a funny situation, but I have to have humor about it. I can't look back and be, you know, have this whole sad picture. I know the outcome. The outcome's great. Here I am. I'm living a brand new life. But back then, it was tough. Yeah, I moved to New York, and you know, only found harder drugs after a few years. You know, started in the partying scene and found harder drugs. And I feel like even today, it's even worse for the kids that are growing up, and so much more readily available to get heroin and cocaine and really whatever you want. So it became like a warm blanket. Heroin was like a warm blanket. It protected me. It kept me safe. It kept me from caring how other people viewed me or how I viewed myself. So yeah, it was a really quick downward spiral.
So talk about who helped you out. I mentioned the police officers, and of course then family comes through. Tell me how you got out of this spiral.
Well, thankfully, I had a family that was just relentless. My parents would drive up to New York and kind of sit out on the sidewalks where they knew the area that I was in. Now, this was after I had become homeless and was really fully into my addiction. And they would wait, just sit on the sidewalk, ask people, have you seen Dana, and show them pictures. And they were relentless, and they contacted the precinct where my haunt was, where I would roam around, and thank God they were connected with Bill Burns and Bill Foley, who just had a heart for them and then had a heart for me, and they made it their mission to get me back home where I was supposed to be.
I love that. So are you still in touch with the two police officers?
I am. My Bill Burns is Uncle Billy to my kids. We adopted three children. I know. We adopted three kids, my husband and I. This is years later, of course. So Bill Burns is Uncle Billy, and I just spoke with Bill Foley 3 weeks ago for the first time since 1998. So I was a blubbering mess talking to him, just so grateful for his outreach to me. And now he's Uncle Billy, too. So my kids have two new Uncle Billies. They haven't met Bill Foley yet, but his daughter lives about 30 minutes from us, so a reunion is coming soon.
I love it. What do you think people can learn from your experience, people that are listening to you and I speak right now?
I think that the one thing I would love for people to learn, and I hope that it comes across in the book, is that when you see a person who's addicted, sometimes our initial reaction is, you know, get over it, move on, get yourself together, make a decision. But, you know, it's not that hard. It wasn't that hard. I mean, it wasn't that easy to be able to become an addict. You don't just wake up and say, you know what, I think I'll be a junkie today. It's a long process to get to that point, and everyone's process could be different. It could be just like mine, but there is a process. There's a journey, and there's pain, and there's circumstances. And I think that once we realize that that's the case, people become more endearing to us, and then we become more compassionate towards them. So that's the lesson I think I would love for people to learn. And also that people can come out of it. It takes time, it takes work, it takes help, but there is hope. And don't give up on your loved ones.
Yeah, absolutely. And you talk about in the book, what one of the tagline is, if you only knew how one good decision. What was your good decision?
Oh, my good decision was to follow my parents' advice. I can't give away the whole story.
There you go, but you can tease us with it. There you go. So, your parents had some advice for you that turned things around.
Yeah, they did, and they also had a soft place for me to land. As long as I was doing right, they were going to help me, and that was imperative. If I was doing wrong, they weren't helping me anymore. And as soon as I made decisions to do right, they were there for me. And you know, some people on the streets don't have family, but there is someone who can be a soft place for you to land. I'm actually become very good friends with a young girl who's just now coming out of the same situation that I was in, and a family friend became her soft place to land. And so with them, and hopefully with my help with her, she'll be able to get on this same path, and her life can get turned around too.
Yeah, tell everyone, Dana, what you do now.
Well, now I am a stay-at-home mom of three adopted children, which
wow.
You'll read about in the book.
Mm-hmm.
I'm married. I am an author, and I speak at, well, really anywhere anybody wants me to go. I'll go and I'll talk to people all day long. I want to help others who find themselves in the hopeless situation that I was in. I want to help them see that there is hope. So I speak, and I also have a you would call it a mission. I want to get my book into rehabs and prisons. Junkies on the streets, they don't buy books. But the book is to help them. So the way that I see best to get it to them is to have it available for them to read in rehabs and prisons. So on my website at desperateforafix.com, there's a tab that says donate, and you can donate a book, which I will ship or deliver to a prison or rehab program in your area. You can choose the program you want it to go to, and I'll ship it there. But you can get that book for $10. You can buy your own book for $15.
All right, I love it. So, Desperate for a Fix, if you only knew how one good decision could change your life, and you can get that by going to Amazon, obviously, and, as you mentioned, going to your website, too.
Right.
And was it hard to pull the book together?
Well, it took quite a few years, about 12 to be exact.
Wow, but you got it out. You did it. You got it out of your head, and you got it out there, right?
I got it out. Yeah, I thought it was finished in 2010, but little did I know there were several chapters that weren't there yet, and those chapters are named Alyssa, Lance, and Jaden, my three children.
I love it. Awesome. Dana Brown, thanks. It's been a delight talking to you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Non attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.